your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
That was Breakfast with Standic, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Standic.
That was Breakfast with Stanbic for this week. Remember, it's every Monday to Friday from 6:30 to 8 in the morning as Semibank powers the Phoenix Breakfast Show. Up next is the last third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. But before that is the main news at 8. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The headlines. UPND denies funding candidates withdrawing from elections. 101 independent candidates face disqualification in high court petition. And in global news, U.S. and Iran very close to a ceasefire deal. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The UPND has denied allegations that it is funding candidates who have withdrawn from various elective contests ahead of the August general elections. UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Menda said the party lacks the financial capacity to fund candidates and dismissed claims that it has been sponsoring withdrawals, especially among independent candidates who later stepped aside. Ms. Menda disclosed that many aspirants who vie to contest at various levels entered the race as independents with the expectation that the party would finance their campaigns, but later realized they could not manage the financial demands of contesting independently. She tells Phoenix News that some withdrawals were driven by emotion after unsuccessful adoption processes, with candidates later facing the reality of campaign costs. Ms. Menda added that the party should not be blamed for decisions by candidates who chose to withdraw. Her comments come in the wake of the recent withdrawal of a Socialist Party candidate in the Yua constituency, which left former Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane unopposed, bringing the number of unopposed parliamentary candidates to 15 and raising concerns about possible candidate buying.
I'm not aware of us as a party. People are just emotionally rushed to be adopted, and they thought that maybe the party has got money to finance their campaign. So when they realized that they have to meet their campaign expenses, they found that it is really a waste of resources and so on to go independent, because they don't have that amount of resources. So as to whether we are the ones who are, no, I'm not aware. People are doing it on their own.
Meanwhile, UPND Indola District spokesperson David Zimba says disputing the outcome of the party's recent adoption process amounts to insubordination. Commenting on UPND Copperbelt Youth Chairperson Wallen Hinyama's move to challenge in court the adoption of Wayan Mwambazi as the UPND candidate in Indola's Bwanamkubwa constituency, Mr. Zimba said decisions by the National Management Committee, led by Party President Hakainde Hichilema, on adoptions must be respected. He said UPND members have the right to seek legal redress or stand as independents, but their actions go against the party's position on adoption.
Go and seek legal redress. They are within their rights those that seek to stand independently, they are equally within their legal rights. But of course, that is not to say that the party has not tried to speak to them. The party has tried, but when it reaches a stage where somebody is just adamant and wishes to go ahead with whatever is decided, democracy demands that you allow him to do that. But you need to understand the adoption process. The adoption, like I've explained time and again, the UPND adoption process is very clear and transparent. It starts with a word, and it is actually done by elections.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza and the Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism have petitioned the High Court to disqualify 101 parliamentary candidates who filed nominations as independents for the 13th August 2026 general election. Named as respondents are former Health Minister and Patriotic Front presidential candidate Chitalu Chilufya, Mazavuga Central MP Gary Nkombo, Patriotic Front President Miles Sampa, and 98 other independent candidates. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, the Attorney General, the UPND Secretary General Batuke Menda, and PF Secretary General Morgan Ngwana are also cited. The petitioners argue that the candidates filed as independents while still members of political parties, in violation of Article 51A of the Constitution, which bars party members from contesting as independents. They allege that the candidates did not resign or renounce party membership before lodging nomination papers with the ECZ. Central to the case is a letter attributed to Mr. Emenda, which the petitioners say confirms that 90 UPND members filed as independents without resigning from the ruling party. The petition further alleges many of the affected candidates initially sought party adoption and paid nomination fees, but switched to independent nominations after failing to secure tickets without formally ending their party membership. On prominent respondents, the petition notes that Mr. Nkombo was serving as UPND MP for Mazavuga Central when he filed as an independent, while Mr. Sampa remained PF president at the time of filing, and Mr. Chilufya was publicly announced as the PF's 2026 presidential candidate. The petitioners also contend no proof of registration was submitted to the ECZ before or at nomination, and that ECZ's acceptance of the filings undermines constitutionalism, electoral integrity, and the rule of law. Mr. Mwanza and the consortium are asking the court to declare the 101 nominations unconstitutional, null and void, and to order the ECZ to remove the affected candidates from the August 2026 parliamentary ballot. Ndola-based economist Manasseh Siwila says government and investors must intervene in struggling copper belt companies before industries collapse completely. Commenting on the $30 million US dollar joint venture between ZCCMIH and Wonderful Group of Companies Limited to revive Ndola Lime, Mr. Siwila said timely intervention is critical to protect jobs, sustain production, and preserve the country's industrial base. He has told Phoenix News in an interview that Ndola has historically been a hub of industries, and the revival of Ndola Lime is a welcome development expected to boost economic activity and restore confidence in the manufacturing sector. Mr. Siwila has, however, stressed the need for effective and efficient production once operations resume in order for the company to reclaim its position in the industry.
Something that is highly commendable. But now, what we are looking at is to ensure that such investments should not only be coming at times when a lot of damage has been done. Let's have, government through the Minister of Commerce and Industry be monitoring some of these, assets to ensure that before it crumbles down, we have to put in and help where necessary. Unlike when it completely shuts down and it makes a lot of other people suffer, losing jobs and other things, then that's when we want to come in. That should not be the case. While we appreciate this, we say, let's see how everything will move, because economically, this will help bring about the economic fortune.
The National Union for Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia, NUSFA.